Good morning. My name is Aaron Strout, and I'm the Vice President of New Media for Shared Insights, a leading provider of community and business social networks. I'm also the community manager for our We Are Smarter community. You can find that at wearesmarter.org. Today, I am speaking with Executive Vice President Kelly Thompson. Kelly is the Executive Vice President for iStock Photo, one of our case study companies in the We Are Smarter book. He also, with the purchase of iStock Photo by Getty, is the Vice President of Web Marketing. So welcome, Kelly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us today. So we'll jump right into the questions. You guys have a fascinating business model. I'll put you in the crowdsourcing model. This is sort of how we couched you in the book. But one of the things I'd love to know is you did get acquired by Getty, I believe it was last year, for $50 million. So how has this acquisition impacted your business, if at all? And has Getty, I mean, obviously they saw the value of what you guys do, which is really, actually maybe you could talk a little bit about what you do because there may be some folks listening in that are not as familiar with iStock Photo's model, and then we can actually jump into that question if that's okay.
Sure, yeah. Well, iStock took the route of using sort of amateur, semi-pro photographers to deliver really inexpensive stock photography. So it was several orders of magnitude lower in price than what was traditionally sold at the large stock houses. It was a huge hit, and quickly what we learned was that we were selling to a whole new stock buyer, a whole new group of people. You know, at $300 or $400 an image, definitely most consumers and even most small businesses just can't afford imagery at those kind of prices. But you bring it down from $1 to $20, and pretty soon you see everyone using an image that wouldn't have before. So that's really, really the business model, and it was one of the first micro payment models. We use, because it's so hard to charge, or so expensive to charge a credit card, you know, a dollar or so at a time, we just use credit. So you buy a pack of 10 credits at a minimum, which is $12, and then you use those credits to purchase images.
Great. So if I'm reading this correctly, and I think we do this in our office as an example, before, where if an image does cost somewhere north of $250 to $300, usually you're only using it maybe in a direct mail piece or, you know, some sort of wide distribution campaign. And I know photos can go as, you know, for as much as tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars. In this model, now if I want to jazz up my PowerPoint presentation or if I have a fairly simple newsletter that goes out, if I'm looking at a buck or maybe 10 bucks or 30 bucks for an image, all of a sudden, it's a lot easier to use, and certainly you've made the barriers to entry much simpler with your micropayments and through the credits that you had talked about.
Yeah, exactly.
So getting back to my question that I had originally teed up before we explained what iStock Photo did, talk about what the merger has meant, and I assume you were with iStock Photo before, and if you weren't, then you know, maybe you could just talk about what the culture has looked like, and has Getty impacted the culture, and you know, have they adopted any of those elements, or they really sort of just kept you standalone?
Well, yeah, and I've been here for quite a while, and before the acquisition, you know, it's always really felt like a little startup here. Lots of energy. We still only have 58 people here, as Jonathan Klein just called it, a cow shed in Calgary. and you know, it's a great open office environment. You know, there's dogs running around, and it's very, very casual, which I think Getty really appreciated. You know, Getty's a very, very large company, and the guys, when they, you know, come up and come for meetings, really, really enjoy being here. So hopefully a little bit of that is rubbed off in the right direction. Now, definitely things that they brought to us, they had some really great technology around their controlled vocabulary. It's a little geeky, but I'll kind of tell you a little bit about it. It's basically a few hundred thousand phrases and words and concepts in the English language, and it's translated into 12 other languages. So when one of our photographers keywords their images, it's automatically keyworded in all those languages, which means instantly our site was searchable in 12 other languages. So that was a huge thing, you know, they brought to us instantly. They've been working on it for 10 years with language experts in all the different languages. So, you know, almost overnight, it felt like we were an international business in a lot of languages, which allowed us to expand incredibly quickly.
That's very cool. So, but it does sound like they have sort of respected your entrepreneurial spirit and have left you somewhat standalone, and really, where applicable, they've added on some of the value add that they bring to the table, but have not undermined really that crowdsourcing model that you've got and what the secret sauce that I think has made you guys what you are.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they really have left us alone in those ways. We still have, you know, our CEO up here. You know, we still do all of our own budgeting, and we just, you know, meet every once in a while. And they're amazing, amazing business people. So that's been a great learning experience for us as well.
And of course, you wouldn't tell me otherwise because you know they might listen. And I'm just teasing you, right? It's a good plug for the bosses. Shifting gears a little bit, I noticed you have a community section on your iStock Photo site. And it seems fairly heavily comprised of discussion forums, which, from what I could tell poking around, looked fairly active. Now, one of the questions that a lot of companies have is, you provide a community setting, how much does the company itself participate in it? So I was speaking to a gentleman named Steve Swayze from Netflix the other day, and he's one of our other case study companies, and he said that they do kind of keep their participation at arm's length. What are your thoughts on that, and how do you guys contribute, and how do you view sort of participation in your community?
We totally encourage it. In fact, I think sometimes our employees are spending too much time in the forums. When we hire people here at iStock, you know, even if it's a developer or someone in marketing, customer support, we look for people who really, really love photography and design, and who can connect with the site that way. So they really care and are interested in what's going on in the forums. I think it really helps make iStock what it is. You know, we have developers who are uploading their photos and selling them. So they completely understand, you know, what's going on behind the scenes and then what's going on from a user perspective. So it really helps, you know, make iStock what it is.
That's great, and we applaud you for that, because I think we're big believers in that ourselves, and we do build communities for other companies, and I think that there is a certain value, a very great value, in encouraging your employees to become your customers and to participate and view it from their eyes. And I think there's also the element from either a technology or a product perspective to have them out there talking and rubbing shoulders with some of the people, so that A, you impart that value that they have in their heads to the customers, and B, they get the reciprocity from that, and they also understand what people are thinking about and what issues they're having and where the trends are. So that's great to hear that you guys do that. My next question is, shifting gears another little bit here. There are some other free photo sharing sites that have cropped up, and you know, two of the big ones obviously being Flickr and Picasso, and I think that the original purpose or intent of these was really to just provide the ability to share photos. But one of the things that I've personally found is that it is a resource that, whether it's free because I've put my own photos up there and I can go and use them as needed, or paid, meaning there are people that do put their photos up there and you can license them. Do you see any competition from this? Does this sort of one-up you guys, or do you feel like you'll continually have your niche because you keep it clean in terms of, you know, this is the service we offer, it's very clear who owns the photos and how to get access to them and things like that? Maybe you could talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, you have to be really, really careful using images from Flickr and sites like that in a business setting. I know there's someone being sued right now. I mean, you, okay, so let's back up a bit. When we accept an image into iStock, it goes into an image queue. We have 90 image inspectors around the world that look at every single image that comes through the system. It's about 35,000 a week, I believe. So those images are vetted for, well, I mean, the obvious things like are they good? Are they
right,
razor sharp focus? You know, no digital noise, no JPEG artifacts, no purple fringing, those kinds of things. But probably more importantly, we look for things like is that a Nike logo on the side of that guy's shoe? You know, is that a Coke can sitting in the back? Is a logo that's visible? If there's a recognizable human face, there must be a model release attached to it. Those things are incredibly important when you go to buy the image. Because if that photo isn't model released properly, and the image is used, you know, gets used, there can be problems. And I know Flickr is running up against that right now. And when you buy, you know, an image from iStock, we have vetted them for those kinds of issues.
Well, it's a great service. I hadn't thought about that, but that totally makes sense. And the fact that not only do you do a quality assurance, which I'm sure is a huge benefit, but also the hold harmless, making sure that when people buy it, they know that they can buy it with a clear conscience. Not only from I didn't pirate this, but I know that you know, all of the proper releases have been done. So that is a huge value.
Right. And there's
so
there's,
my final. Go ahead.
I was just going to say there are some like really odd things that people on Flickr probably wouldn't know that are uploading photos that, you know, we actually have a collection of things that can't be shot as royalty-free stock. There's some really odd ones. Like, for instance, the Eiffel Tower during the day, you can shoot and sell as royalty-free stock, but at night, the lights are actually trademarked. So you can't sell the image. And there's thousands and thousands of odd little rules like that from all over the world. That, you know, just an image stuck up on Flickr, you wouldn't know that.
So you really bring the best of both worlds. You have experts in things that most people have no knowledge of, working with the crowd to sort of supply your manufacturing arm. And so very, very clever. So a very cool model. My final question for you, Kelly, is before we wrap up here is, for a company looking to get started with their own community, you know, really I'll call that working directly with their customers, whether it's crowdsourcing, working with them to help with their customer service efforts or marketing and sales. As someone that's been in this space for a while, and it sounds like you were one of the early folks at iStock Photo, any recommendations, any thoughts on a best practice?
Well, you know, definitely pay attention to them. They often come up with really, really great ideas. And we see a lot of other companies that just sort of don't grab onto that. You know, definitely pay attention to them and see what they can bring to your company. Obviously, you can't let them make every decision, but, you know, make them feel like they're part of the community, which they are, if you're working it correctly. I'd say secondly is get them involved where it makes sense. So for instance, in the example I just gave you, you know, that we have thousands of a list of thousands of items that can't be shot as stock. It's actually written as a wiki so that they can add things that they find out, because they're all over the world and there's different rules all over the world. They can actually add to that list of things that either can and can't be shot. You know, that's a perfect example of something we could never do on our own, but it's such a, you know, perfect thing for a crowd to do. That's kind of the third thing. You know, third thing is give them things to do that they're good at. You know, some things a crowd is perfect at and others they're not. So, you know, we've worked really hard to find things where they can really add value to the site. You know, things like rating the photos are actually, if you find keywords on an image that you don't think are great, you can actually keyword the image and submit it back to us so we can fix it.
Well, that's great. Those are, I think, things that I all agree with. And and very helpful. So, Kelly, I really appreciate your time today. For those of you listening in, we've been talking with Kelly Thompson, who is an executive VP at iStock Photo, also a VP of web marketing at Getty Images. We appreciate everyone listening in today. You can find other podcasts like this on our We Are Smarter Than Me site, wearesmarter.org, as well as on iTunes under We Are Smarter. So, Kelly, thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much, Aaron. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Thanks.
Bye.